evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Friday, August the 26th, 2022, I am Tungamili Nkomao. Tonight, we are talking about rising political violence and intimidation of opposition political party members as the country prepares for the 2023 general elections. The Citizens Coalition for Change says its rallies were disrupted by suspected ruling ZANU-PF members in areas including Uzumba and Gokwe yesterday, where party leader Nelson Chamisa's convoy was allegedly pursued by 21 ZANU-PF vehicles. Mr. Chamisa told the news conference in Harare this afternoon that the aggressors included local government minister Mr. July Moyo and several other ZANU-PF members, whom he said were armed with AK-47 rifles and machetes. While Mr. Chamisa managed to escape, some of his supporters and the news crew were not so lucky. Journalists Tongai Mwenje, Etone Orutsito, Pelagia Mpurwa, and Chelsea Mashaya Mombe were beaten up during the attack. One of them sustained a cut in the forehead, while another lost their teeth. Li Chonanjani Zurugandava, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lodlakela kundaba zombusazwe lona olukhanya soludlondlobala. Lokhu kwenzakala nje phambilini kokhetho luka-2023. Ibandla eliphikisayo ele-CCC lithi imihlangano yalo yokukhankasela lolu khetho endaweni zelizwe ezithiyeneyo esifana leUzumba leGokwe iphanjaniswe ngabasekeli bezanu-PF. Leli bandla lithi eGokwe khona umkhokheli walo umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ugijinyiswe ngabasekeli bezanu-PF izolo, ekade behamba ngezimota ezingamashumi amabili lanye 21, njalo uthi bebehlome ngezikhali ezigoqela imibhobho yohlobo lwe-AK-47. UChamisa uthi umphathintambo obona ngokwakhiwa kwezabelo umnumzana July Moyo laye ube yingxenye yeqembu lezanu-PF elimgijimisileyo limvimba ukwenza umhlangano eGokwe. Lanxa uChamisa ephephile ngokubaleka, abanye abasekeli bakhe babikwa betshayiwe, abagoqela intatheli zindaba uTongai Mwenje, Tone Orutsito, Pelagia Mpurwa, kanye lo Chelsea Mashaya Mombe. Sizaxoxa labe ZANU-PF kanye labe CCC. Kanti ke siza kuba njalo le ngcweti kwezombusazwe esizahlaziya lalo layo okwenzakalayo. Kwazwai vatereri ve Studio 7 nasimwe chirongwa che Live Talk. Tiri kutarisa nyaya ye mirizhonga iyo yava kukwira zvakare munyika. Bato rinopikisa re CCC rinoti mutungamiri waro vaNelson Chamisa vakatandaniswa nevatsigiri vezanu-PF svondo rino kunzvimbo dzinosanganisira kuUzumba neGokwe, uko kwavakamhanyiswa nevavanoti vatsigiri vezanu-PF nezuro vakanga vachifamba nemotokari makumi maviri neimwe chete 21. VaChamisa vaudza vatori venhau kuHarare nhasi kuti vanhu ava vakanga vakapakata zvombo zvinosanganisira maAK-47 uye vanoti gurukota rinoona nekuvakwa kwematunhu vaJulai Moyo vakanga varipowo pavanhu ava nezuro. Asi hatina kukwanisa kutaura navaJulai Moyo nezvenyaya iyi. Kunyange yazvo vaChamisa vakapona pamhirizhonga yanezuro iyi, vamwe vatsigiri vavo vanonzi vakarohwa vakakuvara zvakaipisisa pamwe chete nevatori venhau vanoti itongai mwenje toneo rutsito Pelagia Mpurwa pamwe chete na Chelsea Mashaya Mombe. Rutsito anonzi akarohwa akabuda mazino. And we begin our show tonight with opposition CCC leader Nelson Chamisa, who called a press conference today to denounce attacks on opposition members and journalists by suspected ZANU-PF supporters. Mr. Chamisa counseled his party members to resist the temptation of retaliating when attacked.
What is clear is that the subject of the matter is human rights. You go to the villages, people do not have access to basic services on account of a party that they are alleged to belong. I also got the information that issuance of party identity cards is being done by party leadership, ZANU-PF party leadership in the various areas. Why is this being done? Because they want to do regimented voting, command voting. That has become a big issue. And this is why Mr. Mahadi has been going around the country addressing crow heads and villagers. In Kabuna alone, we have about 1,908 villages. The whole country over 35,000. And Mr. Mohadi has been addressing all of them. He's not addressing them to encourage them, to empower them. He's addressing them to intimidate them and to threaten them that they should not allow CCC activities or the citizen movement to do things. They've localized violence, they've localized things, and to make sure that they also stop it. I was being told just this morning that, like I said, in Toko, they were saying, oh, Chamisa will not come in here, will not allow him. I want to say this to ZANU-PF. I will go anywhere and everywhere. Mm-hmm. You will not stop. You are not the owners of this land. Zimbabwe belongs to Zimbabwe. A lot of people have been saying, but Mr. Chamisa, we can't be beaten, you know, with our eyes tied behind our back. I say, peace is fragile. Peace comes at a cost. Our high road is a high road to democracy. Mr. Tsvangirai would always say, I will never walk on dead bodies to stand up. I would repeat the same statement. Because I know that our road and journey to status is assured. So why would we lose a single life on account of politics? That will not happen. Let me also comment just on the issue of the economy and corruption. We note with concern that the economy continues to fail many Zimbabweans, but this is due to spectacular mismanagement and endemic corruption. If you look at what I have stated before, the economy is failing on account of bad leadership and bad governance. Look at how Zimbabweans are being treated in the neighboring countries. Like people without identity, without a heritage, without a nation and land. But each year the country is losing $3 billion, both through illicit flows and plunder of money through corruption that is taking place in state owned institutions, by the admission of the state organs themselves. Ironically, in gold alone, the country has lost about $100 million every time.
Opposition CCC leader Nelson Chamisa speaking during a press conference this afternoon in Harare. And now to discuss this issue, we are joined by CCC chairman in North America, that's Mr. Tawanda Zokora. Mr. Zokora, good evening and welcome to Live Talk. Mr. Zokora, good evening and welcome.
Magadi, mkoma mtumi magadi muri Zimbabwe yakateerera.
Tinofara va Zokora kana muchifara. And let's dive straight into it. Besides calling press conferences, to call ZANU-PF to order, what else is your party doing, Mr. Zokora, about the issue of violence? Because it appears more of it may be coming as we head towards the 2023 elections.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that we have to talk the way we are talking right now, that what can a party like CCC do about violence? A party that is not in government, a party that doesn't have an army, a party that doesn't have a police force, a party that is not in control of the court. There is little that we can do about that, you know, besides educating our people, besides telling our people to be vigilant. Really, it is the onus of any government, it's the responsibility of any government, any police force, any army, to ensure that there is no violence in the country. But we are seeing a proliferation of violence everywhere where President Chamisa will be addressing. When President Chamisa is not there, there is no violence. So ZANU-PF cannot say this is just happening, you know, out of the normal. This is planned, premeditated violence. He was in Mutoko, and people were beaten up. He was in Weza, where I come from myself. I know exactly what was happening there. The violence was instigated and organized by the Member of Parliament for Weza South, Mr. Tinoma Chakaire. He loaded two trucks that are written tin mark, and everyone saw them, and they were driving around Weza, following where President Chamisa was going. And after that, there was violence, lots of violence. People were beaten up. One of the young men in Weza was abducted, beaten up, and later dumped somewhere. And we saw the same thing happening in Gokwe yesterday. That rally was given a go-ahead by the police. It was not an illegal gathering. So why did we have ZANU-PF youth coming in and then the police not stopping them? CCC is not an illegal organization. CCC is a legal organization that operates legally following the laws of the country. We have never broken any law. When we want to have a rally, we follow the law, we notify the police as is enshrined in the Constitution. But we are not getting the protection that we are supposed to be given. The citizens of Zimbabwe that would want to hear from President Chamisa are not getting the protection that they need from the police. So really, it's ZANU-PF, it's the police, it's the government that should be answering questions like you have asked me. What are they going to do to ensure that there is no violence as we go towards 2023? Ihurumende iri kutadza kuchengetedza runyararo munyika. Saka ihurumende here inobvumirwa kudzoka. Ihurumende here inobvumirwa kuvoterwe nevanhu. Nekuti vari kutadza kuchengetedza runyararo. Vanhu vari kufa, vanhu vari kurohwa, vanhu vari kuabdakwa, vanhu vari kupondwa. Paine inonzi hurumende, ndo hurumende here iyoyo.
Mr. Tawanda Dzokora, vanhu vasachigaro veCCC. Munomu North America. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Dzokora. Ubabuta wanda Dzokora lapulia muzwa. Uya kuluma, uya lisola kulu ibanza ilivusa yoganyelo hulumende. Utu hulumende we ZANU-PF kanye labe banza ilivusa yele ZANU-PF. Ba pagati wogusuguluza kakulu ama lunga CCC ngoba soku iwa kuketo. Sizaba laege owe ZANU-PF lae kushelo konapa uza vuya anshu kuti utini ngomlando abaweteswayo kuchimisu Chamisa eko kwe izolo okuchaya le ntateli zindaba ngoba sibonile ulimeli ntateli zindaba ezine ezichaywe izolo ngabanakanelwa ukuthi ngabasekeli webandla le ZANU-PF nesikhathi begijimisa uChamisa egokwe. For perspective, let's turn to human rights lawyer Kennedy Masie, who is joining us from the great state of Texas. here in America. Mr. Masie, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Yeah, good evening, and thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mr. Masie. What's your take on the obtaining political tensions and the violence that we have seen in the past few days, where Nelson Chamisa and his party supporters have been targeted allegedly by ZANU-PF thugs?
Yes, the situation is quite unfortunate, and it's a situation that we probably might not be surprised with, because, as you know, it's been very contentious, especially when it comes to the election season in Zimbabwe. And also, ZANU-PF has developed a culture of violence when it comes to, you know, elections, especially if they are contested. And, you know, over time, we've also seen that this issue of violence has not been dealt with decisively, even in the past elections. We had elections in the 2000s, we had the elections in 2008. And if you want to go back, you see that the victims of political violence and even abductions and murders during those elections were never got justice. So impunity has always reigned since the, you know, time immemorial, since those days. And to see the surges of violence now in 2022, it's not something that is very much surprising, because those who are in the habit of committing those serious acts of political violence when it comes to elections feel that they do this without any repercussions, and probably they know that even if they continue doing that, nothing will actually, you know, come their way in terms of justice.
Uko pane chingaitwa wo here nemasangano akaita se African Union nesadak here vamasiye nekuti takaona Triple C mazwa mashoma pfuura iri kuti akanyorera ku SADC ichi gunungana ne mhirishonga yairi kuti iri kubva ku ZANU-PF ahead of sarudzo idzi.
Zvinokwanisa kuti nemasangano aya zviripo because tinoziva kuti muSADC pane mutemo wakadzika unotaura zvemaelections muSouthern Africa, and mutemo uyo unotaura zvekare kuti nyaya dzemhirishonga inyaya dzinofanirwa dzichiongororwa zvakasimbarara, especially nemapato anenge achitonga neanenge achipikisa, kuti vaone kuti maelections aitwe murunyararo. But izvi tinoona kuti masangano aya anogona anengoene yatingati persuasive value, kauti yangati vanokwanisa kungotaura chete, because muSADC muno inyaya yekuti hapana mapurisa anokwanisa kuzobvawo kuSADC achiongorora kuti zveshuwa zviri kuitwa izvi. But inyaya yekuti kana vachitaurirana vari kumameetings avo ikoko, inyaya yekuti vanokwanisa kupa pressure kuZimbabwe kuti iongorore mitemo yayo ichiona kuti mhirishonga isaitike, especially pamaelections.
Thank you there, Mr. Masie, and please do stay on the line. Andi dzokere kuna vadzokora tisati taunza vanova nhengo yeZANU-PF vaRegis Charumbira. Vadzokora, pane vamwe vari kuti bato harigoni kungogara richingochema chema kuti riri kushungurudzwa neZANU-PF, asi chamuri kuita sebato hapana. Zvii zvamuri kuita kuona kuti mhirizhonga iyi inopera, uyezve hapana mhirizhonga iri kuitika kuenda kumberi uko? Because taona vachamisa nhasi vachitaurayo kuti pane vamwe vari kuti nhengo dzetriple C dzinofanirwa kudzorera kana dzichirohwa, asi vachamisa vari kuti haiwa handizvo. Bato renyu ibato rerunyararo, saka hapana munhu anofanirwa kudzosera kana kuretaliata kana achirohwa. Pane zvamuri kuitawo here kuona kuti mhirizhonga iyi iri kupera setriple C?
Isu hatisi vemhirizhonga, hatisi vehondo, hatisi vezvibhakera, tiri verunyararo. Kana tichienda kuvanhu vedu mazgamkuru edu achitaura President Tamisa unotoyasoona kuti paita zvemukuru wenyika vanenge vachitaura zverunyararo vanenge vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vasaurayana vasatukana vasarovana asi tikaenda kuzanu PF unonzwa vachiwenga vachitaura kuti Tamisa mazika munangagwa achiendawo nekoko kwachiti rakatai varovei varovei vamwe vachiita mavhidhiyo vachiti vatamisa ngavaurayiwe vatamisa ngavapondwe vanhu vose ivavo havana zvavanoita havasungwe saka ndo zvinobva zvangoratidza kuti zanu PF ibato revanhu vanoda zvehondo vanoda zvekutyisidzira vanhu zvekumbunyikidza vanhu ndo pavari kuda kuti tisvike vari kuda kuti vana vezimbabwe vasvike pakuita hasha dzekuti varwisane navo zvinoita hatikwanisi kurwa navo hatina futi hatina madzimara avainavo vanenge vachibira vanhu tinongoramba tichitaurira vanhu kuti ngatishandei murunyararo ngatiitei zvatinokwanisa kuita zviri kuitwa nezanu PF izvi vana vezimbabwe vari kuzviona ndo zvinoita kuti vanhu vaende kunonyoresa kuvhota vabva vazoenda kunovhota vobvisa hurumende inoda kushandisa masimba inoda kuuraya vanhu inoda kuponda vanhu inoda kumbunyikidza vanhu saka tinongoramba tichikurudzira vanhu vedu kuti ngatiitei zvatinofanira kuita kunyoresa kuvhota hakudi hasha hakudi chii kuenda kunovhota zvakare hakudi futi unongoenda unovhota woisa x pana vatamisa wobva waziva kuti wavhotera runyararo wavhotera munhu achaunza mabasa munyika achaunza migwagwa yakanaka munyika achaunza zvikoro zvakanaka munyika achaunza dzidzo yemandorokwati munyika ndo zvandokwanisa kuudza mhuri yezimbabwe kuti isu tiri vanhu verunyararo zanu PF ndeye hondo
aiwa thank you so very much vatawanda dzokora umgcinisihlalo webandla letriple c napha enorth america it was a pleasure having you on Mr. Dzokora thank you so very much
thank you
and now time for a short break don't go away we will be right back abasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo we-studio 7 sisakaza singapha e-washington dc for those that have just joined us we are streaming live on our facebook pages voa shona voa studio 7 as well as voa devele we are also live on youtube at voa Zimbabwe. Now let's go to our third guest. That's Mr. Regis Charumbira, ZANU PF chairman in North America. Mr. Charumbira, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you.
Yes, your party ZANU PF is being accused here by the Triple C and Mr. Tamisa of unleashing an orgy of violence against the opposition as we prepare for 2023. We saw yesterday Triple C members, including Mr. Tamisa, allegedly being attacked in Gokwe and some journalists as well. One lost some teeth and one sustained a deep cut in the forehead. How do you respond to such a kind of violence, Mr. Charumbira?
Yeah, thank you very much, Studio 7. Yes, I think we all know that, and we know and we believe that MDC or CCC is a violent party. Most of the violence that we encounter in our country are usually caused by or orchestrated by the opposition. We've never seen ZANU-PF going to a place to just beat people. But the MDC and the CCC, hi, good.
Hello, Mr. Zarambira.
Sorry, I was a little bit disturbed. Can I continue? Sorry?
Yes, go ahead. You are saying that ZANU-PF does not perpetrate violence, but yesterday, journalists were beaten up as well, and they are telling us that they were attacked by ZANU-PF members, not CCC members.
Yes, did you hear what exactly happened? Why were the journalists beaten? So most of the time, we know for sure ZANU-PF is a ruling party. There is no way we are governed by our democracy as a country. There is no way ZANU-PF can go and just beat the journalists. There is no way ZANU-PF can go and beat its citizens who are the opposition. The oppositions are governed by the government, which is led by ZANU-PF. So truly speaking, we know that the opposition, especially Chamisa, what they want is to paint the president and the party ZANU-PF as to be a party that doesn't respect human rights. This is why they've been pushing for regime change. But you don't. Regime change is only by the ballot. ZANU-PF can only leave power after the ballot, but they can do all what they want. They can try to do, to try by all means to have those narratives. But you know what, to be honest with you, our people in Zimbabwe, they know what they want. They know what they want to expect after an election, and they will not bow down to what the CCC is trying to do. The CCC knows that they failed to win the people. Now what they're trying to do is they're trying to do fake abductions, fake violence. We know, we already, even in Gokwe De Kambiani, there's a by-election. We have one of our members, a youth, and there is a picture social going around on social media. A CCC member was tying our youth hands in the back and is whipping him with a big stick and is going around on social media.
We can't say good in their fake because we have fellow journalists who witnessed it and they were not spared. Vakarohwa vakakuvara, my journalists.
What I'm saying is, there's no way the police or anyone from ZANU-PF just go and beat journalists. It means maybe they were in harm's way. That's the reason why they were beat. I'm sure they were not the journalists, they were not the people who were just started to be beat. It means there were people who were being beaten, the journalists ended up being in harm's way, and they were partnered, they were all on the crossfire.
Okay, let me bring in Vamasiye. Mr. Masiye, I'm sure you are listening to what Vacharumbira is saying. Pachidimbu, Murugu, Tichine, Mashoko, Abu.
Yeah, as a Zimbabwean, I'm pretty much surprised. Ndumusha Msika and Mashoko Awo, because the Rwanda Singe Varimunu are very much detached from reality. My journalist akatakwa. My journalist pana batu rangakarere kera. Uye zivano haitweza basarao wachungizi la kutu. Waku kafo my elections. Sufa kwa situ wapanguwa ya my elections.
And let's leave it there. Masiye, I'm sorry, time this was the famba. But thank you so very much to Register Rumbira, Chairperson with ZANU-PF in North America. Also, thanks to Tawanda Zokora, Chairperson with CCC North America, as well as a human rights lawyer, Kennedy Masiye, who joined us from Texas, Neskai. Kwanele Zulukandava. Good night, Zimbabwe. I am Tunga Milinkomo.